This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. The action Thursday comes as President Joe Biden acknowledged that the American and British bombardment had yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that, quote, were aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. The Saudi ambassador to the United States said on Thursday that talks on normalization with Israel wouldn't happen until the violence in Gaza ended and there was a pathway to statehood for the Palestinians. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The remarks by Princess Rima Bandar al-Sud at the World Economic Forum in Davos came after Israeli President Isaac Herzog said that normalizing ties between Israel and Saudi Arabia would be a key element of ending the war with Hamas.
The kingdom has been quite clear. While there is violence on the ground and the killing persists, we cannot talk about the next day or the day after because we have to solve the immediate.
Saudi Prince Faisal bin Farhan said that Saudi Arabia would recognize Israel as part of a larger political agreement that included a Palestinian state. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Congress has sent President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full-year spending bills. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.